This is John Batchelor speaking with Professor Paul Mueller of the Civitas Outlook magazine, reviewing a new book about industrial policy, recommending it for America from the economists of Festo and Fletcher. However, there is a confusion, and Paul helps us sort it out here, between industrial policy, which has a reputation of being inefficient, misallocating funds, and often a failure, and pro-growth, which is always a success. Is Paul Mueller, writing at Civitas Outlook for Civitas Institute, industrial policy, ? More of this tonight.
It's certainly related, for sure, and the desire to reshore various kinds of industries, chip manufacturing and others, is part of this industrial policy. I think part of the draw of industrial policy today is that it's conflated with other things that are good and important. So part of why I think the Trump administration's sort of aggressive industrial policy has been embraced in many ways is because in other regards, the Trump administration is very pro-business. In contrast to the previous administration, they want to pull fossil fuels out of the ground. They want to increase electricity generation. They want to engage in mining. They want to build things. And those, I think, are all good impulses. And they have passed tax reform to spur growth. They have deregulated like crazy to spur growth. And they argue this industrial policy, whether it's NVIDIA or taking a stake in Intel or, you know, setting up these quote-unquote sovereign wealth funds that the administration is going to direct, they argue that that's part of this sort of pro-business, pro-market agenda. And I think that is a mistake, one that's easy to make when they gloss over the differences and misunderstand how markets allocate resources and how they discipline firms, how they reward innovation and productivity. But I think that's why they are having so much success so far. Relatively little resistance is because their industrial policy has been packaged with this pro-growth, pro-market, deregulatory agenda as well. And I think there's some serious tensions, if not conflict, between within the administration in terms of what they're trying to do.